Welcome to this week's episode of The Conservative Input. Today marks 20 years since September 11th, 2001. Today, 20 years ago, 19 Muslim extremists hijacked four planes and flew two of them into the World Trade Center in New York. They flew one of them into the Pentagon, and the fourth was aiming towards our capital. That was until the passengers on Flight 93 overpowered the extremists and crashed the plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Almost 3,000 people were lost that day. I wasn't alive then, but I hope I never see anything like this happen in our country. Never again. I can't imagine how many people lost friends and family, and it's terrible to think that some people just don't really care. We will never forget. But some aim to. We've got a few people on Twitter, at least the ones that I've seen, who have made light of what happened that day, 20 years ago. And because of our administration's decision, as of recent, we could be seeing this happen again. I pray that it never happens, and my prayers go out to the friends and family of those who died. We're not taking the steps to make America a safer place, and it actually came out that in a recent poll, many Americans think that it's not as safe as it was 20 years ago. You know, our politicians put in place things like the Patriot Act, and they just haven't worked. You know, we don't feel safe. And what's happened in the past year has proven that anything can happen, anything will happen, and we need to be prepared. Once again, my prayers go out to the friends and family, and I know everyone at the Conservative Input shares the same sentiment. Now, sadly, I cannot be joined today. Steven's in Washington. He's going at the... Oh, Lord, I've completely forgot when it is. I will check. Zane, at the moment, isn't in Florida, the great state of Florida. And Mason, who I actually talked to a little bit ago, we'll have a segment for him in a little bit, is, I think, at Hot Springs? Or is he just at some springs? I think some springs. Swimming with his church, which is an amazing thing. Love that for him. Kind of jealous. I'm playing. But, Pam Keith. Pam Keith is one of them. Let's read Pam Keith's tweet real quick. This is, she's gotten a lot of backlash for it, rightly so. She has 11,000.7 quoted tweets. All of those are negative. She says, on 1/6/2021, 9/11/2001 ceased being the worst thing that happened to America in my lifetime. It's really weird and painful to process and say that, but it's true. And quite frankly, it's not even close. Really? Really? You seem to think that a peaceful protest where the only death was a veteran shot in the face by a cop was worse than the death of almost 3,000 people. 2,600 of which were Americans, and I think roughly 300? About 277, I think? I don't know. I'll pull up the numbers, actually, because that's very concerning that you believe that. Let's see, 343 firefighters, okay? 71 law enforcement officers, 55 military personnel, 2,605 were US citizens, 372, my bad, non-US citizens, excluding the 13 perpetrators because they will get no credit. The United Kingdom had 67 deaths. The Dominican Republic, 47 deaths. India, 41 deaths. Greece, 39 deaths. South Korea, 28 deaths. Canada, 24 deaths. Japan, 24 deaths. Colombia, 18 deaths. Russia, 18 deaths. Jamaica, 16 deaths. Philippines, 16 deaths. Mexico, 15 deaths. Trinidad and Tobago, 14 deaths. Ecuador, 13 deaths. Australia, 11 deaths. Germany, 11 deaths. Italy, 10 deaths. Bangladesh, 6 deaths. Ireland, 6 deaths. Pakistan, 6 deaths. And Poland, 6 deaths. Really? A peaceful protest is worse than 2,977 people dying, most of which were Americans. I mean, I pray for the friends and family of those in other countries too, but do you really believe that? But yeah, Stephen's off at the, oh Lord, what is it called? Let's see, he has it somewhere in the group chat. Let us worship, the Let Us Worship event. Jealous man, I'm jealous. And apparently, oh, Trump's gonna be there, which is great. Love that. He actually released a video, or somebody, C-SPAN had a video. I am always out of focus. Really now? There we go. Trump released a video of him taking questions at the NYPD, which is great. I loved it. There was an officer there that asked if he'd be running again. And he says, "Can't release that statement yet, but you'll be happy." I love it. I love it. So yeah. Yeah. Like I said, Zane's in Florida. Jealous of you, buddy. Have fun in DeSantis country there. Probably gonna be. I mean, not called DeSantis country, but you never know. With the way the federal government's acting, things are going to be changing here soon, I'm fairly certain. And then, I don't know where Josie's at. It's okay. And then, like I said, Mason is swimming in some springs, I guess? I don't know. I talked to him a little bit, but we mostly talked about religion. I guess I'm always out of focus. This is terrible. I've got to figure out how to get this fixed. Anyways, so things have happened this week. Quite a few things, actually. We've got the tweets about 9/11, which have been severely concerning. We've had transgender fighter Alana McLaughlin winning the MMA debut against a woman. And there's pictures of her. You can go to her Twitter. She's flaunting her pictures of when she was a man. Very buff. I don't think she has any business fighting a woman ever, 'cause that's actually cheating. We've got Jen Psaki dodging questions about the vaccine mandate. Oh yeah, there's a vaccine mandate now. Any company with over 100 employees, or 100 and more employees, is mandated to vaccinate, or have all of their employees vaccinated, or test them weekly for COVID. Yeah, 27 states have already said no, not going to do that, and I'm fairly certain they're going to be suing the federal government. I know the people at the Daily Wire have already talked about taking legal action against this policy, which is great. I commend them for that. I do not comply. Love that. No Twitter on my phone. It's the one rule I have, my laptop tweeting. Hey, Jason Whitlock. I wish I could do that thing right now. I love my phone. I have it with me everywhere. And then we've got, oh, there's another one talking about 9/11. She made her account private, so I figured out a way to see it, and I called her an idiot, rightly so. She said, "We have to be more honest about what 9/11 was and what it wasn't. It was an attack on the heteropatriarchal capitalistic systems that America relies on to wrangle other countries into passivity. It was an attack on the systems many white Americans fight to protect. You are an idiot, Miss Jen M. Jackson, PhD. I'm sorry, but you are. The attacks on America in 9/11 weren't because some of some capitalistic fantasy, okay? It wasn't about patriarchy. I hate to break it to you, ma'am, but the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, ISIS, you know, the people who attacked us. Taliban didn't attack us, ISIS didn't attack us, it was Al-Qaeda. But, you know, when you're screaming death to America in the streets, I feel it's right to say these things. I am always out of focus. Jeez. I gotta turn off that autofocus. I'm gonna fix that real quick while I'm talking to you. Anyways, so I'm pretty sure, you know, terrorist organizations are probably the most patriarchal organizations you're gonna see out there. It's ridiculous to make this claim, and you should be ashamed, and the internet is telling you so. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. These people, when talking about it's something it seems like they don't even understand. You know? Like we see these people here, like online apply. There we go. Now watch, I'm gonna have to back up a little bit in order to get into focus. Okay. Oh, cancel. Okay. Yep. I knew it. Okay, it's crazy thinking that these people, like, you know, this is a professor who said this right here. And it's absolutely insane that these people think these things. You know, 'cause they're not attacking America because we're patriarchal, because we're capitalistic. You know, these are some of the most capitalist okay. So I was actually in one of those oh. See, Twitter's doing this new thing. It's kind of like a voice chat, I guess. Kind of like what Discord does. Where you hop on, you know, you can have one person talking that's a host. I joined one of CCG Bryant's and he was talking about the Word of God, which is great. But I joined the Left Can't Memes, and I actually talked with him a little bit. And there was this guy from oh, he was Muslim. He was from the Middle East. I don't know exactly which country, but he was talking about, he's like, you know, we've got the same thing here. You know, we've got the left and the right. We've got branches of Islam that are absolutely insane. But these aren't the people we're talking about here. That's a small percentage of, you know, people who follow Islam. Are first a small proportion of them are extremists, you know. And you know, and a small proportion of them are left. At least I'd like to think so. That's what I got from what he was saying. But I forget what his name was. I feel terrible. But having this idea that they're attacking America because of capitalism, because of heteropatriarchal capitalistic systems, that's absolutely insane. You know, they are against the freedoms that we propose. They're against what America stands for, you know, equality, under law, equality. And it's, we're not a theocratic state. They want a theocratic state. There we go. I said it. That would definitely be patriarchal. A theocratic state under Islam? Oh, yeah. Anyways, on to not better news, but not less concerning news. Definitely more concerning. Biden's mandate. So, like I said, it's any company with over 100 employees mandated to get their employees vaccinated, or submit them to weekly testing, or they can fire those people, or because you know, it's a $14,000 fine for every infraction. So I'd rather fire someone than pay $14,000 if I was a company that was willing to put up with it. But ow, I keep hitting things. I'm terrible. I'm very hyped up this week about this. This is, it's made me angry. What is that? Why is he using pronouns? Jesus. Okay. It's ridiculous. You know? A $14,000 fine for somebody not injecting something into their body? Really? Have we stooped that low? And that's exactly how people feel about it. You know, 27 states have already came out and said, oh, no. No. Definitely not. Because they know what's gonna happen. You know, people aren't gonna wanna pay these fines. They're gonna fire these people, okay? And then we're gonna have more people out of the job market with more than 10.9 million jobs available. That's ridiculous. And you know, he knows it would happen too. He knows that would happen. And that's what he wants. He wants more people getting money from the government. And the reason why I know he knows this happens is because he's not requiring it for the government, okay? Like the actual government, people in charge of the government, not, you know, government employees and, you know, contractors in the military at least. He's not making it for politicians, and he's not doing it for guess what? Guess what? USPS. Because they know for a fact if they put that on USPS, it would halt our mail system, and he definitely doesn't want to deal with Americans not getting their mail. We love our mail. Every single day I'm like, I'm gonna go check the mail. Having fun. It hurts when it's Sunday. Sundays hurt. Because I can't go out and check the mail. I love the mail. You know, sometimes every once in a while we'll get a package and I'm pretty happy about it. Even if it's not mine. Am I weird? Probably. But yeah, it's whatever. Not really whatever. I will not comply. So yeah, what else is there to talk about? We've got oh, Jen Psaki. Now circle back. Circle back. Anyways, Topher, amazing person. I'm like an ad for like a driving ad, because I'll roll my windows down, I'll turn up some Topher, I'll turn up some Brian, oh, is it Brian Creates? I think so. Bryson Creates. Oh my gosh, I'm terrible. Bryson Creates. We got the Marine rapper. We've got Topher. I'm a driving ad for them. I'll roll my windows down, pump their music all the way up, you know. Whew. But anyways, Saki, she was asked a question by I was at it was a Fox News guy. I forget his name. I'm terrible with names, y'all. Why am I the person doing this? Somebody contact Zane. Somebody contact Mason. I'm not the person for this. Somebody contact Steven, man. Yeah, he's at the. I already went over that. But yeah, he asked, so, any company with more than 100 employees mandate to are mandated to get the vaccination, but people coming over the border aren't. Why? What she said? She said that's correct. Moved on. Like really? Really? Come on, Saki. Come on, Kamisaki. You know, you're wearing the hat. We all know who you are. We know what you're doing. Just go ahead and answer the question. You're not hiding anything from anybody. We all know that you want an autocratic government, okay? Where you don't have to tell anybody everything, but we all already know. We know why. It's because you know in 2022, there's going to be some issues. Because you're saying it's not about freedom. It's not about personal choice. It's always been about freedom and personal choice. You know, I've got something that the Dems really need to look at, because I think they've forgotten what it talks about. You know, for the past 4 years, they were talking about, oh, unconstitutional this, unconstitutional this. Every single decision you made has either been incredibly stupid or unconstitutional. You know, we've got the federal government talking about how they're going to sue Texas over their bill. Don't even try. Saying it's unconstitutional. Where in the Constitution does it say that women can kill their babies? Where in the Constitution does it say that we can kill babies just because they're unwanted? You know, somebody wants that. Somebody wants that child. That's a human being. You know? It's ridiculous. You know, we have the 10th Amendment for a reason. You know, I hate to do the whole states' rights thing, but states' rights, come on, we will not comply. Jeez. It's. I swear, I get all my news from Twitter. You can tell I am turning into a hardcore conservative, man. It's not even funny anymore. I went out and bought a an impeach Biden hat. I bought three new flags. Jeez, man, we're gonna have some change to the scenery here. I've got my messed up bed, and I've got my PragerU flag. We're gonna see an American flag. We're gonna see a Don't Tread on Me flag. There's a flag I'm gonna be having over here that I'm not gonna let the camera see. Sorry about that. I wish I could, but I don't know who's watching these. We could have children watching these. Starts with F, rhymes with truck, Biden. Hey. Well, I mean, when you're doing what you're doing, you know. You want to be an authoritarian, I'll treat you like an authoritarian. I hate authoritarians. I hate politicians in general. Career politicians, I'll correct myself. But, you know, we have so much going on. And that video with Trump asking the questions, or the NYPD asking Trump questions. I absolutely loved it at the end, you know. And there's one question that I really wanted to go over. You know, one of the officers asked if he was reelected in 2024, would he look into putting in place, you know, some holidays to recognize the officers in our country for their tremendous service. And I say, oh, I would love that. And he said that's a good idea. And then, you know, later on in his little speech, he said, answer your question, yes. It's a good idea. I've never been asked that question before. Yes. Love it. Fantastic. That is a president right there. And he didn't like, you know, a few questions and, you know, took like three questions and walked out. No, he took, you know, a decent amount of questions, and he like, you know, so he said once again, you know, that you guys are some fine people. You know, you go out there every single day, the society's against you, you're not allowed to do your job. If you guys could do your job, you'd get crime handled in under a week. Oh, there's the New York Times. So yeah, I loved it. I loved watching it. It was about 32 minutes long. It's on C-SPAN. I'm sure if you scroll through Twitter, you'll see it. But yeah. And then at the end, he took pictures with the officers. Loved it. Absolutely fantastic. And you can tell they really do love him. You know, not love him like that, but he's a genuine person. You know, he's willing to answer questions, and you know, I'm sure if he had gotten a question that called him out on something, he would have been fine answering it. You know, but that's not what you see. You know, in the press briefings, you know, you see Biden asking quite like serious questions. You know, or Psaki being asked serious questions, and they refuse to answer them. Why are immigrants not being forced to get the vaccine if American people are? That is correct. Moved on. What? We'd like to ask about Afghanistan. We're not talking Afghanistan right now. Really? Really, Joe? Answer the questions, Joe. I tweeted that, like, almost as soon as I started getting, like, actually, like, in the swing of things on Twitter, I said, answer the questions, Joe. He doesn't ever answer questions. He doesn't want to, 'cause he knows. He knows what's gonna happen if he answers questions. People are gonna start seeing through his lies. Another update, Fauci. Yeah, you know that whole like thing he did where he talked to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul was like, "Why were you funding gain of function research?" And Fauci was all like, "It's not gain of function research. It get." Emails came out. He sent a PDF literally calling it gain of function research. He himself titled the PDF with the term gain of function research in regards to SARS. So, really? Really, Fauci? You're just gonna lie like that? You know it's gonna come out. You know it's gonna come out. I swear, man. They made a very bad decision leaving me on my own today. Because now I'm just gonna rant about the things that I wish I could rant about 24/7. And then we also have, oh geez, we've got what's going on with the New World Order thing in Australia. Oh boy, they messed up big time on that one. Because I don't care if it's real or not. Now all I'm gonna think about for the next 10 years is the New World Order and what's gonna happen with it. You know, they were talking about we're looking to see what COVID restrictions would look like when it comes to the New World Order. Boom. Internet blew up. Is it a conspiracy? Is it not a conspiracy? Is it happening? Is it not happening? For those of you who don't know what the world, New World Order is, it's basically like the idea of a world government coming into power and, being, authoritarian, generally what politicians want to do. So yeah. Generally, I say generally. We do have our heroes out there, in politics. One of which is Larry Elder. Never in my life did I think I would see the headline, "Woman with Monkey Mask Assaults Black Conservative." I never thought it would happen. Never thought it would happen. But what do I see? I see a woman wearing a monkey mask, riding up on her bike, and throwing an egg at Larry Elder. Really? You know, I think it's absolutely hilarious. Newsom has said nothing about it. Nothing about it. You know, the Babylon Bee has come out with some absolutely amazing headlines for it. Love it so much. Babylon Bee, drop them a follow, man. And hey, we haven't talked about it in a while. Make sure you follow PragerU and PragerForce on Instagram and Twitter. They also have a YouTube channel. They've got a Facebook account. It's absolutely fantastic. And make sure you follow us, you know? And we're here to have fun. We're here to spread the truth, and we're here to talk about some things that we feel like we need to be talking about. So yeah, it's just with everything that's going on, and then you have Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi endorsing Newsom. I'm like, you do realize he's the reason why they have such a high homeless population there. You know, literally a population of people who should be living in homes. They should be able to have lives, have jobs, have families, have a house, have a car, have everything they need to live, have the food they need. But instead of that, he's making it to where he's not letting people build houses. You know, taxes are so exorbitantly high there that food is super expensive. That's not even taxes. It's minimum wage. Minimum wage is extremely high there for no reason at all. You know, you want people to work in McDonald's for like 2 years as a high schooler. Then you want them to go to college or join an actual workforce where they do something that's going to make them money, you know, where they can support themselves. But nah, they just want to sit at a register, sit by a grill, flipping patties, putting money in. Sorry, folks. But if you're 32 and still counting money and putting it in a register, come on now. Now, no shame to those who are stuck in those jobs and, you know, can't get ahead in life because of that, but it's ridiculous that you would want people to stay there, which is what they're doing. It's what they've been doing the entire time. You know? They've got most likely they have 10 times as many fast food restaurants, minimum wage paying jobs in California. Well, let's be honest, California's kind of big. In California, then proportionally, than they do in, let's say, Georgia or Florida. You know? Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. Basically, the whole Bible Belt. Let's just, the Bible Belt. Proportionally, they probably have 10 times as much as they should. And it's because these people want to go in these jobs and not leave. You know, they want to live easy lives. Hey, well, you know, easy ain't satisfying. You know, you see a lot of people with hard jobs, you know, hey, they're stressed out of their mind. I'll give them that. They work very hard for what they do. But there's a sense of accomplishment that comes with doing amazing things. And I was thinking about this earlier because, you know, I do want to be a teacher. And I was thinking about this just like not even an hour ago, actually. I was thinking it'd be kind of cool to be like head of like the education in the country. I'd just be like, hey, leave it to the states, man. Let them decide what's good for their people. You know, when I was young, you know, my friends wanted to be astronauts. They wanted to be doctors. They wanted to be police officers. They wanted to be in the military. They wanted to do amazing things. And now you have kids who have no, like, it's their junior year of high school and they're like, I'm like, really? Really? I'm not even that far away. You know, I've been out of high school for maybe like 2 years. 2 years now? Graduated in 2020. No, not even 2 years. It's almost been a year and a half. Year and a half I've been out of high school. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to do in the 10th grade. I knew what I wanted to do in not even the 6th grade. Now, granted, that did change, but you've got kids who have no clue at all. Like, oh, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a singer. I'm like, I mean, yeah, astronaut's something you can actually do, but there's not very many astronauts, there's not very many singers, there's not. I wanted to be an artist. Sorry. I mean, art is amazing. It's necessary, but not everybody can be an artist. I mean, look at Hunter Biden. Yeesh. I just realized I'm leaning away from the microphone. But it's and we've got people all over Twitter. This is the most recent one that I'm seeing right now. Defiant L liked it. It was from 3 hours ago. It was Oh, is that Sheamus from Freedom Tunes? Yeah! Hey, it's Freedom Tunes. He says the people comparing 9/11 to January 6 suffer from a chronic case of how can I make this about me? Honestly. Everybody is trying to make this about them, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Hey, we've got another post from, what's this one? Never mind, I'm not gonna say that one. I'll read the sign, but I won't say the account. Okay. It says, unite, they are coming after our children. Do not comply. Of course, of course, of course they're coming out of our. I mean, hey, the that group in LA, they're coming out for our children. I don't know what it was. I didn't pay too much attention to it. It's gone now. But yeah, you see all these left-wing politicians, coming out and saying absolutely ridiculous things. It's almost like they're looking for a one-party state, but for Republicans. I don't like one-party states. One-party states are kind of fascist, I mean, that's what happened in Germany, and that's what happened in Cuba, Venezuela. It's happening in North Korea and China. The Uyghurs. What's happening to the Uyghurs right now? Because of the fascist state that they live in. Answer that, left. Everybody's praising China. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And sadly, there's not too much to talk about. There's only a few things that were kind of big. Everybody's talking about the Pam Keith thing. I saw one person was like, when your parents gave birth to you, it was they must have thought it was obvious that you'd have the IQ of a can of cooking spray, and that's why they named you that. I mean, if the shoe fits, it's ridiculous. Nowhere in the Constitution, this is beside that point, nowhere in the Constitution does the president, and let me remind you, the president isn't supposed to be some real big power. It's really not. The president has executive orders. Let's do that. The president has the power to enforce the laws, okay? Where are those laws coming from? The legislative branch. The legislator has all the power. The president is elected by the Electoral College. Okay? The Electoral College is made up of representatives. All right? Those representatives are voted on by the people. Those representatives can vote however they want. One of the problems with the Electoral College, but I like the Electoral College. I think it's better than not having anybody because, tyranny of the majority is a thing. Which is terrible. But, so the issue is that over the past, I'd say 20 years, the power of the executive branch has skyrocketed. We've had presidents who have pumped out executive order after executive order after executive order, and sometimes those can be good executive orders. But then we have mask mandates, we have vaccine mandates, we have lockdowns, and hey, the lockdown I think it should have happened 2 weeks before. I think that would have slowed down the spread 10 times faster. But it's too late to know. It went on for way too long. You know, 15 days to slow the spread has literally turned into get a vaccine or you're getting fired from your job. I mean, hey, and you'd say, well, they don't have to fire you. I'm like, what employer is going to want to pay a $14,000 fine? You know, I don't know. I don't know if the company that I works for employs over 100 people. The company I work for owns about 7 stores. Because even I work at Subway, but it's owned by a franchisee, and that franchisee has their own company, which runs those stores. So it's I don't quite know the employee count, but I do not comply. Just gonna put that out there, and neither should you. You know, the government has no right to tell you, your employer, or anybody what they should be doing with their body. There, or with your body. I say that with emphasis for a reason, by the way. Pro-choicers. Yeah. You're ridiculous. I'm going off that there's so many issues. I really wish that I had them all like consistently cut out. But I can't. You know? We have seen a spike in mistrust in our federal government over the past not even year. Okay? Biden's approval rating has like literally plummeted. Okay, I think his disapproval rating is somewhere in the 50s now. You know, we'll go ahead and look at it. Biden's approval rating. Let's look at this. I love the 538. We'll see if we can get that one pulled up. NPR Project 538. There we go. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's about there. His disapproval rating is 48.6%. We've got Trafalgar Group having his disapproval at 54%. We've got IPSOS at 46% disapproval. Rasmussen at 52%, YouGov at 50, public opinion at 50. These are all very high disapproval ratings. You know, this I don't see it slowing down. You know, these are the major ones. You know, we've got one with 52, and we've got Redfield and Wilton showing a 36 disapproval rating. You're ridiculous. That's incorrect. I'll promise you that. But 54, 46, 52, 50, 50, 50, 45, 48, 52. Not gonna count that one. 52, 43, 48, 46. If it's below 30, it's a lie, I'm telling you. Or if it's below 40, it's a lie. I'm telling you that. 48% disapproval rating. With an approval rating of 45%, you have more disapproving than you have approving. Now, people can say what they want about Trump. Trump never did anything like this. You know, he didn't lead directly. You know, if he had pulled troops out last, if he had pulled out our civilians and our allies, along with our military equipment first, and then quickly brought out all of our military, we would have seen far less deaths, at least of our people. You know, I can't say what would happen to the people who live in Afghanistan. I wish no ill will against them, and it would be absolutely terrible, and it is absolutely terrible what's happening to them at this moment. But we have Americans that are still there. You know, and we do have groups with like Project Pineapple looking to get those people out. But government's doing a lot to keep them at bay, which is, I think, ridiculous. It's we don't live in the America we lived in a year ago. I'll tell you that right now. We definitely don't live in the America that we lived in 20 years ago. You know, I saw this post about it, and it was I can't remember who it was, man. I'm terrible. My memory sucks. We'll see. I think it was the typical liberal, but that said it. But I will go ahead and look too, because it might have been Jack Sobiech. But it was saying I miss September 12th, 2001. And well, that's a weird thing to say. It's because that's a car driving behind me. Thanks. Well, it's weird to say. It was because, you know, after that, you know, s the sale of American flag skyrocketed. You know, the patriotism skyrocketed. We had England playing our national anthem, you know, in honor of the people that were lost. And I wasn't alive then, but just hearing about it, like, swells me with pride, you know, swells me with patriotism, love for my country, and the hate for the people that did these terrible things. You know, it's an issue when somebody who was not even alive can feel these things about a specific date. You know? It's insane. And I'm not even that young. You know? I mean, yeah, it's a little bit closer to home because I was born 2 months after. Okay, here we go. Australian, 2 months afterwards, but, you know, still, it's not something I can remember. Australian health official says the quiet part out loud. Oh boy, yes, she did. We will be looking at what contract tracing looks like in the New World Order. We're living in the New World Order, folks. The world is a different place than it was yesterday. America is a different place. Australia is definitely a different place. Like, really? I saw another post. I'm all about the posts, man. I'm always on social media. I know it's terrible for me. I know it's making me into an extremist. I'm joking. I definitely have grown more conservative since I've been on social media. But, you know, I saw a post on social media. It was saying basically, I love talking to the people who use Australia as a reason why we don't need guns. They're sending their people to concentration camps. I'd say that's a pretty good reason to have guns, don't you think? People are ridiculous. This is basically turning into me. Oh my God. Should I start a one-man show? I'm playing. I miss them so much. I'm so lonely. I'm finding things to talk about as I go. It's Zane, where you at, bud? Steven, Mason, Josie. I'm playing. They're having fun. I won't bother them. I say Mason? I said Drew, right? Devin? I don't know if I forgot anybody. I don't think I did. Oh, I'm gonna get so much heat if I did. Oh, Lord. Hopefully they don't watch this episode. How much you bet they don't watch these? I think I'm the only one who actually watches these. I don't know. I mean, I kind of have to when I'm editing them. That's okay though. See, that's the reason why I had to do this. You know, I'm the one who edits them. I'm the one who records it. That's fine. Zane did it for the first couple times, but his computer couldn't take it. I don't think my computer can take it, to be honest, but it's all right. I got an external hard drive just for this. So, but yeah, you know, that's what's been happening a lot with politicians. You know, they've been saying the quiet parts out loud. You know, you see Biden in almost every single one of his press briefings. He's like, "Now they told me not to say this. I'm gonna get in trouble for this. I'm really not supposed to." Joe, who's telling you what to do? Come on, Joe. Come on. Psaki on Biden using might of federal government to force vaccine mandates on private businesses. Yes, stay tuned. Oh, here's some news. Australia confiscates alcohol, limits residents in lockdown to six beers or pre-mixed drinks or one bottle of wine. Really? Really? So Australia's going under. Australians? You're limiting Australians' beers? I don't know if they realize this, but there's a little show called Shark Tape. Shark Tape. Shark Tank. I guarantee you about every other episode has some form of alcohol in it. That's stupid. Limit their beers? Oh boy. Leahy Hospital denies deathly ill woman request for life-saving treatment prescribed by frontline doctors. Wow. What about healthcare for all? Come on, guys. What are we doing? Healthcare for all. No, that's the same thing, you know. Oh, deny healthcare for the unvaccinated. I'm like, healthcare for all. What happened? Did you change your mind? And you see this all the time. You know, the left has become so hypocritical, you know, because they want things to apply to them, you know. And here's the thing. It's very telling. Because the things that I believe in, you know, I don't believe in healthcare for all. I believe everybody has the right to purchase healthcare. You know, I believe in the right of freedom of speech. You know, and I don't care what you say. You can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter if I don't agree with it. It doesn't matter if it offends me. Say it. You have the right to say it. They want healthcare for all. As long as they agree with them. I don't care if you agree with me. You have the right to buy healthcare. You have the right to speak. You have the right to believe what you want to believe. Stay consistent. Come on now. We're very good at staying consistent here on the right. That's one thing I'd like to tell members of the left who are getting kind of iffy about it. You know? Come on, libs. Come on, libs. Leave you the leftist. We miss ya. Come on, we're all for liberty. I'm mad at libertarians, though. They made me mad. They made me mad the other day. National Economic Counselor, Director. If you take out those three categories, beef, pork, and poultry, we've actually seen prices increase that are more in line with historical norms. Beef, pork, and poultry. You're not gonna count those? I mean, those are kind of important, you know. I'd say that's what a loss of what, a lot of what we're eating. It's really hard to get, you know. And then we had the guy from we had Steve from Blue's Clues. Man, that was a blast of the past, man. It's crazy. You know, I used to love Blue's Clues. He came back and he said, you know, he'd been at college. He'd been away. It's crazy. I'm in college now. When I used to watch your stuff, I was in elementary school, man. Where'd you go? You went to college? It's been years, brother. It's been years. We missed you. Your brother wasn't as cool. Well, now I'm just seeing a whole bunch of memes. Darn. Let's see. Twitter's bound to have some news. So, we've got. We've got George W. Bush, who compared domestic extremists to his Islamic terrorist in his 9/11 speech. He says, "They are children of the same foul spirit, and it is our continuing duty to confront them." Bush, really? Really, man? Come on, man. I mean, I don't even know where to start with this, bud. Like, you, of all people, are we really gonna start calling you a rhino too? Really? It's ridiculous to see all these people come out and talk about the January 6th thing. Stop talking about January 6th. First of all, what happened? You know? Yeah, a couple, like $1 million in property damage. 9/11 was like $43 billion in damage, 3,000 lives almost. You know who died at the January 6th protest? One person. It's. You really see where. Politicians are coming from. You know, especially when something happens. You know, every 4 years we see something about something. You know, it's there's always an issue every 4 years. Every 2 years there's always an issue. Not as big as every 4 years, but every 2 years. Then on holidays we got something, you know. Oh. Insurrectionist, domestic terrorist. What did they do? Who did they terrorize? Huh? One person died. And it was one of the protesters. It was not an insurrection. And I hate these things, and I saw someone post about this earlier, and it was kind of concerning because it was a bill that said any rebellion against the US government would be like dealt with or whatever. I don't even know what it said exactly. I'll look for it again. I think it was on all the old losers account. Let's see. I'll find it again. Oh, come on now, really? No, I want to go here. Ah, Pam Keith's account. Let's go to her account and then let's look at her media. Ooh. She's gonna get told that I'm talking about her. Okay, 18U.S.code, that little weird S symbol that goes like that. 2383 rebellion or insurrection. It's U.S. code. It says whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid to comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned, not for more than 10 years or both. It is the right of the people to rebel against the United States government if they feel it is tyrannical. And I would say that everybody at the January 6th protest. Felt that it was, you know, their right, and it is their right. You know, they're protesting the American government's carrying out of an election that could be described as fraudulent. You know, there's already evidence of voter fraud. You know, I don't care which side it was on. There was voter fraud. People had the right to protest that. You know, I'd say 2,000 cases, because that's what about it was, 2,000 cases of voter fraud, is warranted, and that's proven cases of voter fraud. But you never know. I mean, there was images of USPS drivers throwing bags of ballots out into the ditches. You know, with the recall election that's coming up here soon. If you're in California, make sure you vote yes on the recall. We want to get Larry Elder in there. We want to make California the great state it was. You know, you see this with the California recall election. You know, and there's almost guaranteed voter fraud with that. You know, it's gonna happen and it's gonna be dealt with. You know, Dave Rubin and Larry Elder have already talked about that. You know, a dude found with like hundreds of ballots in his car. What are you doing with hundreds of ballots in your car? Huh? Are those your ballots? You're gonna vote 300 times, you know. Either way, it's voter fraud. So, you know, we've got USPS people taking ballots, keeping ballots, not handing them out. We've got people voting twice. Okay, they're voting in person and they're voting on their ticket or on their ballot. And then we had like a whole bunch. I want to say something like 3 million. Ballots come in after the date for whatever reason that weren't counted. You know, I don't care who they're voting, who they were for. You know, these mail-in ballots have issues. It's ridiculous. I don't know how long this recording is going to be. There's been a couple times where I've been pretty silent, so I'm going to have to cut those out, or you're just going to be looking at me sitting here staring at a phone scrolling. But, that's pretty much it, man. We've got United States threatening to sue Texas. We've got the Supreme Court saying that no, Texas is allowed to do that. I'd say every state is allowed to do that, and it's supposed to be coming on with Florida and South Carolina. I can see Florida doing it, and there's been talks of secession, and something like 33% of Americans want their region to secede from the Union. That's insane. 33%. 3/10, basically. More than that, really. 33/100, so let's go with that. It's this is insane. And it sucks that the only thing we can't talk about, or the only thing being talked about isn't, what happened 20 years ago. It sucks that we have to give any attention to anything else. But if we don't, what's gonna happen a year down the line, 3 years down the line, 8 years down the, or 7 years down the line, when we're going to election polls, okay, or maybe not even going to election polls, they're sending everybody mail-in ballots. Who knows who's voting? They don't want voter ID laws. It if we don't talk about these things, if we don't let people know, it's we don't know where we're gonna be. And that's why I love, the whole thing PragerU's doing, and then you have TPUSA, and then you have all these organizations that are talking about these things constantly. Yes, it can get kind of annoying in my feed. Yeah, I've seen this like same political ad like three times. But it's really important. And you're like, ah, this is just a whole bunch of politics. I don't do politics. If you're not voting, I it's your right to vote, it's your right not to vote, but you should really go out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. I really don't. It could mean less to me, honestly. Well, it could mean more. It couldn't mean less to me who you vote for. But voting gives you a right to complain. If you vote for someone, and the other person gets in the office and that person makes absolutely terrible decisions, Biden, you get to look at all the people who voted for Biden and say, I told you so, or voted the person you didn't vote for and say, I told you so. And that's what I've been doing. If my friends that voted Biden still talk to me, a majority of our conversations would be like, I told you so. So how are we doing today? And that's. But I've kept you guys long enough. Once again, our prayers go out to the friends and family of those who lost their lives. There were even pregnant women there, man. Lost their babies too. We had mothers, fathers. Had police officers, firefighters, military personnel. We had a lot of people die that day. Many countries had people die that day, and seeing what on Twitter, it's only a few people. It's not a lot, but it's really concerning. Seeing the direction that our country is going, and where people are even talking about, something being worse than 9/11. Like, I was pretty upset about August 26th, but I would never say that it was worse than 9/11. We've lost a lot of Americans. 13 that died, and the 60 civilians, I think it was Afghan civilians that died, and the many people that got injured. Yeah, 3,000 deaths. It's It's pretty up there, and there's I don't think there's any way that that could be topped. At least I would be horrified if that number was topped anytime soon. Ever. But yeah, I've kept you long enough. And if you stayed till the end, I appreciate you being here. Let's hope next week we have more than just me. Everybody have a nice night, I guess. I don't know when this is going to be posted. I'm going to have a nice night. I have to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. But yeah. Adios.